Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding-edge, successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's Rockstar Achiever.
We have with us Michael Padilla with MP Financial Literacy Services. Michael helps people who are struggling with credit challenges to get back on track through financial literacy education. He gives them an opportunity to have a second chance at getting what they want in life, such as buying a house, a car, or a business, or anything else that they dream of. Michael has been an entrepreneur for over 18 years and loves to impact the lives of others, spend time with his family, and travel. He's been happily married to his wife for 3 years after having been a single father for 7, and he now has a beautiful 11-year-old, going on 30, daughter. His mission is to help as many people as he can to understand the true meaning of life and find joy and fulfillment. And Michael's philosophy is, success is failure, upside down. Michael, welcome to the show today. It's great to have you here with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Michael, as you've been an entrepreneur for the last 18 years, I'm curious about what got you on that path of entrepreneurship?
You know, it's one of those things that I guess it actually started out with my dad. My dad actually worked for an oil company for many, many years, and he basically had his own air conditioning and heating business with electrical work. And so we, as we grew, you know, as small as we could actually, when we started, we started working with him when we were younger. And so, you know, we learned a lot. So the time we were 15, 16 years old, we were doing electrical jobs and, you know, doing things for him while he was at work. So, you know, kind of always had that business mindset that, you know, to have my own business. And so it just kind of gradually just kind of stair-stepped to different things that I did do and just didn't, you know, my dad was a master electrician. And so, you know, I didn't follow in his footsteps as far as the career where I'm at now. It's because I'm really love people, and I see that you can really succeed a lot further being an entrepreneur and to actually help others, because service to many leads to greatness, because the more people you help and bless, you definitely can get what you want.
Mm-hmm. I believe wholeheartedly in that, for sure. And as you've gone through the years over time in your path of entrepreneurship, how did you come to this philosophy that success is failure upside down?
Well, you know, where I'm at now, you know, financial literacy, now helping people with, you know, with less than perfect credit. The last job that I ever have was probably 18, 19 years ago. And I was actually in the car business where they were selling pre-owned cars. And at that time, when they were selling pre-owned cars, you know, we would help people that had $500, $1,000, to $1,500 because the credit was bad. However, I stayed with that company for about a year. But what I really noticed is that these kind of companies exist because people don't understand or educated on credit. And so basically, they were being charged extra money on a vehicle, like if they were going to get a 2008 vehicle, they're going to be paying, the dealership may have paid, you know, $2,500, but they're financing this car for like $4,700 to the customer because of lack of credit. So two scenarios in that is basically first is that people are being taken advantage if they don't know exactly how to fix their credit or actually to be financially free. Number two was that I was actually selling cars, and I was the person that the customers didn't like because the car either broke down or it wasn't reliable. And, you know, I just didn't like, I couldn't sleep good at night because I knew that the owners of the company were taking advantage of these people, thousands of dollars, into millions of dollars because they have multiple different companies of people pay overpaying for a car that wasn't even worth it. So at that time, I decided that I wasn't going to work for somebody. And at the time, I was working with a company with legal services. And, you know, I basically jumped right in there and really thought I could make that a career. So between the 19 years that I've been an entrepreneur, I've done a few things. I made a lot of money in some, and some of the companies that I did choose to be with didn't make any money. But what I had my mindset is that I didn't want somebody to determine how much that I was worth. And if people are familiar with Robert Kiyosaki and his wife, they had the same mentality, living in the car for many, many years when their parents had told them, hey, parents, friends, and family say, why don't you guys just get a job? And Robert Kiyosaki basically was talking about he didn't want somebody to determine his future and what he wanted to do. So you got to go against the grain. You got to go against the waves, you know, the current, if you really want to be an entrepreneur, because it's not tough. And, of course, you're going to have more struggles one day than you do the other. But at the end, it's definitely worth it. So, you know, where I'm at now, definitely see that the grass is greener on the other side for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And what you said is so true, that there are going to be ups and downs, and entrepreneurship, a lot of people looking from the outside look at entrepreneurship as this easy, glorious thing. And right. And then you find when you take that jump and you get in, it's not as easy as you thought. But what I really like you pointed out is that it's worth it. It's hard work and it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly. And also too, it's like, you know, a lot of people look at athletes, or, you know, you got to be a Hall of Fame of, you know, baseball player, for instance. They get paid millions of dollars, but you think about it, when they're at the batting, when it's time for their time to bat, they're out 3 times out of 10. They're out 3 times out of 10. So, I mean, it takes, you know, you're going to be, that's why I always say success is upside down, because you're going to be out more than once, but you don't have to hit a home run every single time. So a lot of people see that, you know, oh, I failed this, I failed that. But look at Walt Disney and what he did. They told him, you know, teachers told him he didn't have an imagination. Look where he came up to. You know, Benjamin Franklin. You know, you look at, you know, Henry Ford. He actually built his first car, and he forgot to put reverse in it. And it's a true story.
Uh-huh. I've heard that.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, because if you understand entrepreneurship, it can take you to a whole new level, because, you know, we're not here on this earth to settle for table scraps. God has put us here on the king's table to actually have the best fruits and to reap the best fruits. And we don't want to be saying, oh, I can't afford that. It's how can I afford it, and what do I need to do? Change your mindset, because being poor or not having enough money, a lot of people say you just want to go to the top to make a lot of money. No, it's just that I don't want to be on the bottom, because there's too many people there trying to participate in it. I'm not trying to be there. So it's one of those mindsets you definitely got to always be growing. You know, I like what Tony Robbins says. He says, you always got to be growing every single day. The day that you said you don't have to grow, when you say you're done growing, that means something is going to be growing on top of you, meaning you're going to be 6 foot under the ground and something's going to be growing on top of you. So in life, that's what a lot of people think, that they know it. Oh, I know this. I've been doing this for years. You know, we heard that before. You know, I've been like this for years. I'm not going to change. So, you know, for things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you definitely, you have to get better yourself.
Right. Now, how do you take this mindset of yours and incorporate that into what you do for your clients in helping them?
Well, you know, first off is trying to find the end goal and ask them questions as far as, you know, are you wanting to live in this apartment? Are you wanting to throw away money or, you know, rent for the rest of your life? Because I always educate people this. If you don't fix your credit, because that is the foundation of everything, that if you don't fix your credit, it's going to cost you about $250,000 in a lifetime, starting with the insurance. Your insurance does not care how good you drive, but they care if you have a good credit score. I just had a friend of mine just told me at New York Life Insurance, they actually look at your credit score before they hire you. A lot of jobs are doing that. Now they're passing, they're looking to pass a law for your green card. If you don't have a certain credit score, they can deny you a green card. And so this can catch up. So I always tell people, if you're going to a dealership to get a car and they ask you for a down payment, that means your credit, I'm sorry, it sucks. It's not good. And you got to fix that. And how would you like to keep that $1,500 or $2,000 back in your pocket, maybe go on a vacation, invest in a business or an ROA or some kind of something that's going to give you money month by month to help you grow that money instead of it just being thrown to a car where you're just trying to get, you know, what you qualify for. So I kind of educate people that it does, you know, it does take time. You didn't get credit overnight. You didn't get bad credit overnight, and it will take time for us to go ahead and help you to build that credit. So get them the mindset that, hey, credit is, you know, cash is king, credit is power. And that's just, you know, that's the thing about what you have. I mean, how would you like to get, you know, I mean, I know my mom loves a Discover card, and she's taught us that, you know, everything I put on this credit card, next month I pay it off. She gets, you know, benefits and all this kind of stuff. So if you take care of your credit, you know, you're going to be taken care of as well. So when you walk into a dealership, when you have that good credit, you're going to be like, hey, Mr. Padilla, hey, you've got great credit. What are you looking for? Instead of, you know, I used to be a car salesman as well in Frontier Dodge years ago. And a lot of people would come into the lot, and first thing they'll look at is a Dodge truck, a Hemi, and, you know, a $30,000, $40,000 truck. Beautiful truck, right? Nothing wrong with it. And, you know, what we were trained is, you know, let them go ahead. You go ahead and take that test drive with that person. But the sad thing about it is when we bring them to the showroom, pull the credit, and then find out, hey, you know, what do you think about this Neon? You need to start with your credit with this Neon, and then maybe within 3 or 4 years, you can actually graduate and maybe get to something else. So it's one of those things that's very important, and it's embarrassing if you don't have that right credit, because, you know, it really could be harming. If you don't show your kids that, then, you know, that's one of the things that your kids need to know about, because we're not taught in school. We don't have education 101 at school. They don't teach you. They teach you how to get a GPA, but I challenge anybody, or MBA, I challenge anybody to go to the bank with either of those. It's not going to get you any money. They care about what your credit score is. So I think that's a lack of things that they do not teach, that in the outside world, you got to look for that kind of education so you can actually better your family's finances.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And having said that, and knowing that you have a young child yourself, how have you been able to impact the life of your daughter and make a difference for her future?
Well, you know, first of all, teaching her the aspects of credit, you know, and teaching her a different mindset, how credit works and how to actually understand what it's about. So teaching her at an early age where she doesn't, you know, have to try to second guess what happens. Because most teenagers or people that are kids that go to college, they get a credit card, and they don't know, they're not educated, so what do they think? Oh, I got a $10,000 limit. Oh, I can spend this money. But rule of thumb, you're only supposed to spend 30% of that money on a credit card to keep your credit score up. A lot of people don't do that. You know, they think you get for example, I'm just going to make it easy, $1,000 on your credit card does not mean you have $1,000 to go spend. The rule of thumb, you want to spend only 30% of that, and then the next month, pay that 30% back, and that makes your credit score go up, because if you do go over that 30%, then it's going to cost you more. So some of these little things I'm teaching her, and also to save money, we're going to Brazil in June. So, you know, her saving money, you know, seeing the things that we've done to, sometimes, you know, if you're going out to eat four times a week, for example, and you're trying to save money for a big go, you may want to cut that down to two times a week. You know, cut down on your food, cut down on what you wear. Because a lot of these multimillionaires, too, it doesn't matter how much money you make, okay? It's about how much money you can keep and let that money keep growing. Just like Tony Robbins has his money book, he's talking about that. You know, even people in the UPS, they can actually become millionaires just on a job after so many years. Why? Because they're disciplined of putting so much money back, and it grows, and then they have this money when they retire.
Right. And what you're saying, too, is that it's not like you have to give up everything, give up all the things that you love or enjoy, but you're just simply explaining the process of making a few small or minor adjustments to have these great rewards later on down the road.
Right. So just a little bit of sacrifice are the things that you know, it's one of those things. Do I want it or do I need it? Do I need it or do I want it? And that's one, need or want, you know, I would love to have, and I want, you know, a Porsche, four-door car, but is it a need? You know, if I could get something that's going to be paid off, that I have, like my vehicle, it's paid off. I've got the title, the 2012 vehicle, but it's paid off. So, you know, just like Robert Kiyosaki talks about assets and liabilities. Now, what are you paying on? Is it an asset or liability? Like I've seen a post on Facebook too, talking about how people, you know, a lot of poor minded thinking people buy the best clothes and the best, you know, the shoes and the belts and, you know, the nice cars, but their living, it does not exceed where they're at. So you look at, you know, I know there's a bunch of, you know, multimillionaires that even like Bill Gates, I know he bought a vehicle. I heard the story that he went to a Cadillac dealership, found a vehicle, and he was going to buy cash, of course, and found another one. And he says, hey, what's wrong with that one? It had hail damage on it. He said, well, what's the difference? He said, well, you're talking about an extra $5,000-$7,000. I don't remember the cost, but it was, you know, tremendous amount of money less than what the other one was. But you don't have to go to the extreme. My example is that he said, okay, I'll take the one that has the hail damage because it's going to save me a lot more money. Of course, he don't need that because he's got so much money, but it's just an example. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just over exceed, you know, and that's the thing that I tell people, even if you see the people with the Mercedes and the big house, the nice Gucci purses and all this kind of stuff and going on vacation, I always tell people, you know, that's what you see on the outside. But I always say, you know, what is their expense on the inside? Are they hurting? Are they even living in the house? Are they enjoying that house? You know, like I always tell people that they're broke at a higher level. So what I mean by that is that people will make $200,000 but are spending $220,000 a year. So you don't know people's situation. They may look good on the outside. But again, you know, everybody's saying, you know, I want to be like the Joneses. But my question all these years is, who are the Joneses? Because I don't care who the Joneses are. I want to work my media family, be comfortable, not be stressed. And that's another thing, Carolyn, is that a lot of people that are going through this, they think they have to do the right thing, Catherine, as far as having these things. But you see these people having strokes and heart attacks and over pushing themselves to get this money for the kids to go to the best schools and colleges because they didn't budget and do the right thing, and now they're stressed and having heart attacks and, you know, or even divorces because of money.
Mm-hmm. Right. So our finances can have a huge impact on not only our lifestyle, but our health as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, Michael, if there's anyone out there who's listening right now that would like some information on how you could help them, if they're in the middle of some credit challenges, or they just would like to learn how to make some adjustments to be able to do some of the things like you talked about, to be able to live that life that they really want to live rather than being stressed and financially broke all the time. Where can they go to find out information or get in contact with you?
They can find me on Facebook, Michael Padilla, on Facebook. They can reach me direct. They can even call me. I mean, I would love to talk to them. And give them a free credit consulting. Even if people are entrepreneurs, people that want to know how to work part-time, you know, work on a part-time basis and make an extra $500 a month, I can help out as well on that as well. And also, too, first thing I would actually start out with, if people have less than perfect credit and they have a foreclosure student loan or repo or some, you know, history of medical bills or anything that they need to take off the credit, definitely call me. We can go to consulting so we can actually help them within 45, 90 days to start seeing results and, you know, to get their credit back on track so I can actually help them out. And they can reach me on my cell phone number at 806-559-8000. 8322. Again, that number is 806-559-8322. So if you have any questions about how to get your credit fixed, to be an entrepreneur, to, you know, just have questions in general, how, you know, more in depth of my story and how I've actually able to help hundreds of people to actually quit their job, not overnight, but over time, because of the simple fact that they decide to be boss free. And my website is actually www.bossfreewithmp.com. Again, that's www.boss, B-O-S-S, free, F-R-E-E, with, W-I-T-H-M-P, Michael P is Michael Peter.com. So that's more of my, that's my website. It kind of tells you more about our services that we actually provide, and you can also reach out to me on that website as well. So those are the things that I have that we can actually help out and to help you to, you know, make a major change and make a major difference in your family tree for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael. I think what you're doing is great. It's very honorable. I love the story that you shared about your experience with the dealership and choosing to leave that because it didn't sit well with you. It was not to you. It was not, did not fulfill your values of integrity. And that goes to show a lot about you and your character and why you're doing what you do now and how that can make an impact. Just your story alone can make an impact in changing the lives of so many people.
Yes. Yes. And I appreciate it very much for having me on, Catherine. I mean, it's been a pleasure to actually talk to you and always tell people, don't let the start stop you. You know what I mean by that? People start something and they let it stop them. So, I mean, you got to keep moving forward. You don't let that start stop you. You know, you're going to have, you know, naysayers and, you know, you're going to have people that say you can't do something. But, you know, you just got to definitely do, have a change in life and you got to do something different. For things to change, like I said, you have to change yourself. God can't change you. Wife can't change you. You have to decide what's best for you, and you have to change yourself so you can go to the next chapter of your life and have abundance and live with abundance, for sure.
Yes, exactly. So as a listener out there, if you are ready to change your life and you're ready to start something new, get on track with your credit, or maybe something new in your career field, be sure to give Michael a call.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.